Ni homo.
Bonjour. Hola.
Yasu.
Ni hao.
Dzień dobry.
Ni hao ma.
Namaste.
That's hello in 9 different languages. Australia is home to a vast linguistic diversity, and a person doesn't need to look far to hear it. South Melbourne market stall worker Elizabeth Bureau, for example, moved from France to Australia 2 years ago to expand on just one of her foreign languages.
I studied foreign languages at university, so I had English, German, Italian, Spanish. That was one of the reasons why I came here for, because I wanted to practice all my languages, and it's really easy. There's a lot of like language exchange nights where you can just like go there and just practice whatever language.
Carolina Torres left Colombia 15 years ago to study in Australia and says she quickly learned the importance of being bilingual.
Because no one spoke Spanish, and the biggest challenge for me was that I spent a few months of my life in silence, you know, because like I was quite, you know, not understanding what was going on. So it took me a while to get, you know, into talking to different people and get to express myself and my ideas. So that took a while.
But she says she never regretted the move.
I'm really enjoying both languages, really, because I understand differences and I can interact and I can also show people the difference between perspectives and the way we see the world.
The international mother language movement, Zial Hock, says everyone can benefit from the diversity of languages in Australia.
You can speak from your heart, and you can throw the mother language, you can link to your cultural heritage, linguistic heritage. So that bring the cultural richness to our society through the mother language.
University of Melbourne linguist Dr. Nick Teeberger says languages help improve societal relations.
Each language has its own way of understanding the world, and you know, usually it's been built up over generations, maybe hundreds of generations, and that gives us an insight into the way that culture interacts with the world.
After English, Mandarin is the most commonly spoken language in Australia. It's grown almost 1% since 2011. Arabic is the next most common, but is up just 0.1% since the last census. Then come, in order, Cantonese, Vietnamese, Italian and Greek. More than 1 in 5 Australians speak a language other than English at home. Greek migrant Rita Karambetsos is one of them.
We all speak Greek. Greek is the language at home. Yes, the kids, the grandkids. We all try to keep up the good Greek traditions.
South Melbourne market stallholder Joe Aniles' grandparents migrated to Australia in the 1950s from the south of Italy. It affected how he grew up 2 generations after them.
We grew up as basically Italians living in Australia, I suppose. Particularly when we were younger, Mum and Dad would always speak Italian at home.
While International Mother Language Day is a celebration of language, it also highlights the challenges in preserving native tongues. The United Nations predicts more than half of the almost 7,000 languages spoken across the globe will likely die out within a few generations. Dr. Teeberger at the University of Melbourne says minority languages are most at risk.
I mean, there's so much pressure on, in particular, Indigenous languages. So, I mean, languages like Dutch, French, German, I think we're pretty safe. But there are even there are minority versions of those languages.
Dr. Teeberger says there is hope, though, with some communities putting in great efforts to preserve their traditional identities.